This is Jen Rowland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Why Self-Care is Important for Victims of Trauma. This is a guest post written by Janice Ruano. Believe it or not, trauma can have a lasting impact on an individual's mental, emotional, and physical health. That's why practicing self-care is essential for those who have experienced trauma to promote healing and prevent further harm. In this article, we'll explore why self-care is vital for victims of trauma and provide actionable tips to help integrate self-care into their daily routines. Whether you have experienced trauma yourself or want to support someone who has, we'll try to offer some insights to help prioritize self-care and promote healing. What is self-care? Self-care has become a buzzword in recent years. You can hear it everywhere, but not everybody's using the word correctly. So what does it mean? Well, self-care is the act of intentionally and proactively taking measures to keep and advance one's physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Prioritizing your own wants and well-being is a crucial component of general wellness. Self-care can include a wide variety of activities. It's not just the face masks and bath bombs. Self-care can be anything from regular exercise and maintaining a healthy diet to exercising mindfulness and doing things that you enjoy. Self-care and trauma. Self-care is especially important for victims of trauma because it can help them manage the after effects of the trauma, such as anxiety, stress, and depression. By engaging in self-care, they may be able to develop fortitude and reclaim control over their lives as a result. Self-care can also help trauma victims develop a sense of self-compassion and self-acceptance. Trauma victims can learn to handle themselves with compassion and empathy, which can be a potent healing aid by putting their own needs and well-being first. Nevertheless, trauma can make it challenging to engage in self-care. Many trauma sufferers battle self-esteem and self-worth and may feel guilty or ashamed. They might also struggle to put their own needs and wants first. Self-care tips for victims of trauma. As we said, self-care is often a challenge to those struggling with trauma. However, it shouldn't be impossible to incorporate self-care into your everyday life, even if you've experienced trauma before. Simply follow these steps. Number one, start small. For starters, don't expect to know and want to try everything from the start. Instead, start small and be gentle with yourself. It can be quite formidable to start practicing self-care, especially if you're dealing with the effects of trauma. So, start by incorporating small self-care activities into your daily routine. For example, start by going on a short walk or trying out some breathing exercises. Be gentle with yourself and celebrate your successes, no matter how small. Number two, create a self-care plan. Create a list of enjoyable self-care tasks that you can reasonably fit into your daily schedule. For example, indulge in a soothing bath, read a good novel, or listen to your favorite tunes. Self-care tasks should be scheduled into your daily schedule and treated as non-negotiable meetings with yourself. Number three, practice mindfulness. For trauma victims, mindfulness meditation can be an effective aid for lowering tension and boosting emotions of well-being. You can find many guided mindfulness meditation tools online, or you can try practicing mindfulness on your own by concentrating on your breathing or physical feelings. You can try guided meditation on yoga by looking up videos online or downloading one of the many apps out there. Alternatively, you could join a yoga or meditation group. While this may not seem like a type of self-care, it absolutely is. Those struggling with trauma often have difficulty caring for themselves, including prioritizing their physical well-being. Getting enough sleep, having a balanced diet, and exercising regularly can improve general well-being and lessen the effects of stress. Even eating just one home-cooked meal a day instead of zero and exercising a few times a week instead of never is a good start. Of course, when it comes to sleep, you should always aim to get as much sleep as possible, with 8 hours being your main goal. However, even if you don't meet your goals right away, don't worry. Over time, your routines will change and grow, and you'll be able to improve even more. Number four, connect with others. For trauma victims, social assistance can be a vital component of self-care. Making connections with people who share your experiences can make you feel more encouraged and less alone. Think about signing up for a support group or contacting a trauma-focused psychiatrist or psychologist. Joining a support group or talking to a psychologist can help you deal with your trauma and all the mental effects it can cause. For example, in some cases, people who've experienced trauma turn to drugs, alcohol, gambling, and other unhealthy coping mechanisms. Getting help for your trauma is the best way to also deal with substance abuse and addiction. Find creative outlets. For trauma sufferers, using their creativity as a means of emotional processing and recovery can be highly effective. In many cases, trauma victims actually use art therapy in their official treatment. When looking for ways to express yourself and get in touch with your inner self, think about trying out hobbies like writing, art, or singing. Journaling is also an excellent way to work through your thoughts and feelings creatively. While you may not see instant benefits, you'll notice a significant change over time. 6, take breaks. Taking breaks throughout the day will help you relax and refuel. Staring at the computer the whole day or just doing a single activity can be exhausting and overwhelming for the brain. To reset and clear your thoughts, take a few deep breaths, stretch your body, or go outside for a while. You'll notice how instantly refreshed you'll feel as soon as you get back. Final thoughts. Practicing self-care is important for victims of trauma to promote healing and overall well-being. Although it can be challenging to prioritize self-care activities when dealing with the effects of trauma, taking small steps each day to care for yourself can make a significant difference in your recovery journey. Always remember to be kind and compassionate to yourself, towards yourself. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support from others when you feel like you need it. Call to action. Which of the self-care strategies shared in today's post would you like to start with? Share your thoughts in the comments and let me know if you could use some accountability. I offer coaching services to help people struggling with pain or past trauma set goals, move forward, and work toward creating a happier, more fulfilling life. You can click the link at the end of the post to schedule a free 30-minute discovery call. Thank you.